Whistler was by no means the first American artist to receive training and to make his career in Europe and in Britain. We think of someone like Benjamin West, who was the president of the Royal Academy of Arts. But certainly, it was far less common during Whistler's time to follow this path than it became later on in the century. An artist such as John Singer Sargent, who was a generation later than Whistler, and all of those many American artists who received training in Paris in the 1870s and 1880s, that's really the high point of American artists receiving their training in Europe. But certainly, during the time of Whistler's emergence, due to the relative lack of art academies in the United States, ambitious painters would look to Paris to receive their training.